Actually, we'll come over here. Brian, nice to meet you. My name is Bo Rodriguez. You doing okay?
Yes.
Okay. So can we just start off just real simple, like get your all your personal information. So you're okay. Brian?
Yes, B-R-Y-A-N.
Oh, it's B-R-Y-A-N. Okay. You have a middle name? And how do you spell your last name? How do you pronounce that? Your birth date, please. Do you know your CDL number off the top of your head?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a phone number for you?
Sure. 818.
And do you have any other contact numbers, or is that the best?
That's primary.
That's okay. Yeah, that's can I get to your home address, please?
Sure. And that's in Newberry Park, California. 91320.
Okay. Now, is 441 your base station? Okay. And your position with AMR?
Level 1 paramedic.
Okay. And did you start your shift Tuesday morning, like your partner at 700? Okay. Okay. So you're gonna end today, Wednesday, at 700. Okay. How long have you been with AMR?
For about 6 months now.
Okay. So can you just start from the beginning of like how of everything of how you got involved in this incident?
Yeah, I've come back from the hospital from another traffic collision, and we got dispatched to another traffic collision, Duesenberg and Hillcrest.
Okay.
We were driving code 3, and we were coming up. We saw blue lights and everything, so and then we saw the fire engine. So we slowed down, and we initially stopped on the other side of the fire engine.
Okay. So where the fire engine is now, but on the other side. So I'm going to call that the south side of that.
South.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We stopped there, and we saw two firefighters backing up the fire engine, telling us, hey, they have guns drawn, and to stage.
Okay.
So we heard that. We didn't get out of the vehicle, and then we backed up the vehicle, our ambulance. I don't know how many feet, but we just backed it up quite a bit. From then, we stayed in the vehicle. I heard shots, gunshots. And then I looked around. Yeah, I just kind of popped my head out, and I saw.
And are you still seated? Are you, like, or?
Yes, I'm still in the ambulance.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and then I saw multiple officers pointed at one direction, towards the subject.
Okay.
And the subject pointing towards them. He was walking, I believe he was walking a couple steps towards the officers. They were walking backwards.
Okay.
With their guns drawn and firing shots at the subject.
Okay.
I don't remember how many shots and how many officers were there, but they were kind of in a horseshoe, I would say. Almost like a horseshoe around the subject, and multiple shots, and then I saw some shots graze the ground, and obviously some hit the patient, and then the patient going down towards his right side, falling on his right side, and then he didn't move from then on. we were still staged back here at that time, and then the officers told us it was clear, and they called fire and EMS to come in. My partner drove the ambulance. We were still in the ambulance. We drove up to where we are now,
mm-hmm.
and visited ourselves there. The firefighters brought their bag and monitor and started walking up to the patient. We got our gurney in a backboard, and we moved toward the patient. And then the patient was unresponsive completely the whole time. The patient was handcuffed. There was the first blood I saw was on his forearms. And then we started stripping the patient, so we cut off his clothes to kind of reveal his chest and his abdomen and see where the injuries were. He was pulseless and apneic at that time, so he wasn't breathing, he didn't have a pulse. We put him on the monitor, our cardiac monitor, and he was at a pulseless electrical activity. So he did have some type of electrical component to his heart at that time, but it was rapidly decreasing within a couple seconds, and then he was asystole within a couple seconds. Before he became asystole, we put him on a backboard, because we were possibly going to transport this patient to Los Robles. We did reveal multiple gunshots to the torso and abdomen, also to the extremities, so I think the lower extremities and the upper extremities as well, if I can remember correctly. We put him in full spinal precautions. We rolled the patient over to where he is now on the backboard. And then we put him back on the monitor, and then we discovered that he was in the systole. So I went down my determination of death policy of opening his airway, listening to lung sounds for 30 seconds, which I didn't hear any lung sounds. Lung sounds weren't present. Then I checked a carotid pulse for a minute, and there was no carotid pulse. And then I checked his pupils for any type of reaction. They were fixed and dilated. And then there was no responsive painful stimuli. So at that time, we printed a strip from the monitor, determining he was in systole in two different leads. And I pronounced death at 0132.
Okay.
That was pretty much it. Oh, the officers, we were trying to get the cuffs off at one point, because we wanted to get him on the backboard flat, and his arms would be in the way of that. So I believe one or two officers were adjusting that while we were locking the patient over onto the backboard. So okay. That was a component as well.
Okay.
That's pretty much it I could think of. We didn't really move anything there. I did see an iPhone scene, which it is just north of the patient's head right there.
Okay.
Probably about 3 or 4 inches long, the blade.
Okay.
So. That's it.
Okay.
We didn't really, we tried to avoid any type of evidence. You know, we left his shirt, we cut it off, and we just put it to the ground.
Okay. So I'm going to go back a little bit and just ask some follow-up questions. So you guys, what was the initial call that you responded to?
Traffic alert.
Traffic alert, okay.
So it was only heard. So someone reported not seeing, so just heard a traffic collision of some sort. So that's what we were responding to.
And are you the driver of the ambulance unit, or are you the passenger?
No, I'm the attendant today.
Okay. So today you're the passenger.
Correct.
As you're coming here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you get here, and my understanding is that you said you parked on the south side of that that engine there, so opposite from where we are now, and you talked about how you looked around from your ambulance. So when you look out, are you still seated in the your ambulance, the front passenger seat?
I was about to get out of the vehicle and didn't.
Okay, so you opened the door?
I opened the door.
Okay.
And then we saw the fire engine backing up. And
okay.
They told us, hey, they had someone at gunpoint who needed to stage and get back.
Okay.
And then we just went in reverse.
Okay.
And we staged until.
Okay. So the fire guys warn you about, you know, potential threat or something. Yes. Something's going on. So you guys reverse, and then what's the next thing you hear or see from there?
First thing I heard was gunshots.
Okay.
And only a few, I believe. And then I looked out and I saw more gunshots being.
So you hear gunshots and you look out, and then when you look out, are you still seated in the front passenger seat?
Yes, I was still inside the vehicle. Okay. I mean, I might have been a little off my seat, but I was still in the vehicle.
Okay. And so in relation to where the fire engine's at, where are you at that time? Where's your unit at that time?
We weren't called to enter yet, so we didn't move. We moved back, but I was in a clear line of sight.
Okay. And is that from that side of the fire engine, the south side?
Yeah,
okay.
So this vehicle wasn't there. It was parked over here.
Okay.
And then I believe the fire engine is still where it is now.
Okay.
And we're on the south side of it.
Okay.
But I was in a direct line of sight.
Okay. So you're looking east, what I would call east, up towards where the station's at now. Okay. And what can you see from where you're at?
I see the gentleman, the subject walking, I believe one or two steps towards the officers, them walking back with their guns drawn.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they had, you know, I believe there was a shotgun on scene as well, less lethal or something like that. I'm not sure who had that one.
But did you see an officer? I mean, I know you don't know who they are, but did you, so you mentioned shotgun. Did you see, was one of the officers holding a shotgun?
I did not.
Okay. Why did you mention that you saw it when you came up to the patient?
Yes.
Okay. So, but at the time that you're back at the unit and you said you saw the patient take a step or two towards the officers, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, which way is the subject facing?
Facing south.
Facing south. Okay, and where is he? Where is he at?
He's probably, I would say from where we're at to the end of the police car here, distance away from the officers.
Okay.
Roughly. So maybe even a little closer.
Okay. So I would say that's, I don't know, kind of like just general, like a little over a car length away, maybe.
Yes.
like a sedan, okay. You know, like a standard sedan, maybe about that distance away from,
yes,
from the officers.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were taking a couple steps back.
Okay. So they have their gun drawn and they're firing on him?
Yes.
Okay. Do you hear anything, like is any verbal exchanges?
I don't remember. I mean, I do hear some type of order to the gentleman, but I don't remember exactly what they're
okay.
saying.
Okay, so you couldn't say what they're saying, but you know that the officers were saying something.
They were ordering.
Some type of orders being yelled at him.
Yes.
Okay, and is he saying anything, the patient or subject?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
What is he doing when they're making these orders to him?
Well, at that time, he was already being fired upon.
Okay.
So I believe he was, it looked like he was shot already at that point. Shot multiple times. It looked like he was impacted a few times, but he was still standing upright, and then he eventually slumped down to his pencil.
Okay.
I didn't see anything in his hands or anything. I'm not sure where the knife came into play, where that was or anything, so
okay.
I didn't see that part.
Okay. So you didn't see anything in his hands?
No, that was where it was when we got to the patient.
Okay. And where he's at now, at the time, you said you saw him take a step or two towards them, and they're backing off, firing on him, and giving his orders. Where is that in relation to where he's at now?
I would say just a couple feet south.
Okay.
So just in front, just north of his...
Okay,
fire.
So it kind of in between where his body is at now, and that's
just south of that.
Okay, and then And you said the distance between him and the officers, where the officers in relation to where his body's at, where the officers at when they're firing, where are they at in relation to his body?
So they're south.
They're south. Okay.
Pretty close to their patrol car over there.
Okay.
But yes, approximately a car's length.
Okay. Between his person and where they're at. And are they, as far as like, so they're south of him, do you know if they were like east or west of him, or do you know their position as far as, I know they're south of him.
It's sort of like a horseshoe, I would say a full horseshoe. I would say there was a couple officers just, I would say, so west of him.
Okay.
So, either one or two officers,
mm-hmm.
and then most of them were on the south side of him, and maybe one on the east side.
Okay.
So but not directly on both sides.
Okay. Okay. Do you know how many officers were there?
I couldn't tell you for sure, sir.
Okay. And I'm asking about like the, at the time like this incident's happening. Yeah.
I think there had to be, I couldn't tell. I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
There was multiple. I want to say at least four or more.
Okay. And you're observing this from the front passenger seat of your car, back behind this engine. Okay. Okay. So you see them fire on him, and then he collapses to his right side, and then. Okay. And you're still watching this from your unit.
Yes.
When they come up.
They had not entered.
Okay.
They haven't been seen.
Okay. So you see them come up and handcuff him from.
I believe he was on his right side, and they maneuver his arms behind his back.
Okay.
And then they handcuff him from there, and then a few moments after that, they called us in.
Okay.
Assess the patient.
Okay. And then that's when you guys come up.
Yes. And then we drove our vehicle where it is now. Then we got our gurney and backboard, and then we moved it over near the patient, and then the fire brought their bag of murder to the patient, and we both started assessing the patient.
Okay. Now, do you, now when you're dealing with him, treating him, and ultimately you pronounce him, do you recall anybody, any of the officers or the patient, or anybody, was there any verbal dialogue, or are you just... dealing with him.
There was verbal dialogue between us, between fire and I, and one of the officers to see if we could take the handcuffs off him.
Okay.
We didn't think there was a threat at the time because there's multiple gunshot wounds and he was unresponsive to us. So we wanted his arms to be just out behind, out from behind him, so we could put him flat on a backboard.
Okay.
So it's easier for transport.
Okay. But as far as like the incident, there's no discussion about like what happened. Okay, it's just
treatment.
Just to uncuff him so he could be assessed and treated.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Does he still have cuffs on his person now, or did they completely remove them? If you know.
I believe they uncuffed him, but I remember having one cuff on his. I'm not sure if they cuffed that to our backboard or something like that, or they. Double cuffed him. I'm not sure. So I think they were saying something about double cuffing.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if they got to that point.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate your statement. I'll give you my business card.
Okay.
I gave one to my partner too, and so if anything, like if you think of anything after the fact or whatever,
okay.
And if something comes up, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
We're all and about, you know.
Yeah.
Just like you guys are.
Busy.
So
yeah.
So if anything comes up, please call me, leave a message, and I'll follow up with you.
Okay, definitely.
Okay.
I will.
I don't know what they're gonna do. I know that they wanted to document like where the vehicles are, you know, and they're gonna want to get like distances and what have you. So I don't think you guys are clear to leave at this point, but we'll go talk to the supervisors and try to get all that coordinated.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
Brian. Okay, thank you.